Where are we holding this? It was just too noisy to record.
We finished day 79.
So we're up to 80?
Completing day 73.
Okay.
So less than a day.
Okay. Up to time day
79. We're up to day 79.
79.
Less than a day. Now, we've been speaking about the past few days of the halachas of speaking Lashon Hara for constructive purpose. For speaking Lashon Hara, when it's necessary, we spoke about day 77, that in order to speak Lashon Hara to Elis, you have to keep all seven rules, seven conditions have to be fulfilled before speaking Lashon Hara for constructive purpose. Now, we also spoke about that the speaker can't be guilty of the same fault of the person he's speaking about. Meaning, the speaker is guilty of cheating in business. He's not allowed to go tell this guy's rabbi, you know, this guy cheats in business. Because he said, if he is guilty of the same thing, then obviously he's not doing it with Shem Shemayim, he's not doing it out of fear of Hashem, he's doing it just because he wants to snitch on his friend. Now, today, the Chafetz Chaim says another thing. Also, the person I'm speaking to can't be guilty of the same thing. Meaning, I want to go tell a Rav that this guy talks in shul, their davening disturbs my davening. So to Elis, I want to daven, but I'm doing it on Shem Shemayim, I don't suffer from the same thing. However, I know that this particular Rav himself suffers from the same thing. He also talks during Chazaras HaShas. So you can't tell him either, because it's not going to help him, because he's going to always side with the person who I'm speaking for. So I'm not going to gain anything by speaking about Lashon Hara. So to Elis, it's no constructive purpose, because people who often commit the same sin do not see anything wrong with it. It's just going to sympathize with this guy, with the other person. That's another halacha. Now also the Chafetz Chaim says, many times people, they want to rush to the aid of a close relative. For example, your brother tells you that someone wronged him in business, and he wants your help in getting his money back. Now, just because he's your brother, doesn't allow him to skip all the seven conditions of speaking Lashon Hara for constructive purpose. Meaning, just because he's your brother and he wants you to help him get his money back, he still has to make sure he keeps all the seven conditions of speaking Lashon Hara for constructive purpose before he tells you the Lashon Hara. It doesn't matter if he's your friend, he's your relative, the laws of Lashon Hara are the same. If the seven requirements of Elis have been fulfilled, then you can speak on the behalf of anyone. If the seven requirements are not fulfilled, then even if your father asks you to enter a fray, you're forbidden to get involved. Fine. That was that. Now, Baruch Hashem, we started the Gemara. We're on Daf Yud Gimel Aleph. We started the new parak, the third parak of Eloi Nalekin. We started, and we're going to just go back to get into it. We're going to go back to the Gemara, start from the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Aleph. So we'll get into the three Shitas, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva. So we'll get into it. We're starting now. We're reading from the bottom of Yud Gimel Aleph.
13a.
And we're really just reviewing from the past year. We're really going to get into Rav Yitzchak. Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Chaybe Krisos Katani. The scenarios of Chayve Krisos, those you taught in the Mishnah, that you get Malkus, that you get lashes. Chayve Mises Vestin, but the scenarios where one is liable to the death of Vestin. Like Katani, you didn't mention in the Mishnah that these people are subject to also getting lashes. You only told me the cases of Karis, those cases of Chayve Krisos, you also get lashes with it. But you didn't mention any case of Mises Bestin, where Bestin kills you, then we also give lashes. So, must be Masnisin Mani, Mishnah who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva, it must be the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Now I'm going to bring all the different opinions and we're going to see why our Mishnah fits it to be Rabbi Akiva. Titanic, we learned it in Braisa. So this is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Echot Chayve Christos. Whether you have a case if it, someone is liable of karis, the echad chayv in misa's bestin, or whether the scenario is the person is chayv in misa of bestin, right? Now going to Yud Gimel Beis, the halacha is yeshna b'chal malchus. Halacha is they are in the rule of malchus. They are chayv to get malchus. They're chayv malchus. Tiber Rabbi Shmuel. This is the word of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says whether you get karis, but whether you get miso, he will always give you malchus. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says, if you get karis, we'll still give you lashes. You'll get malchus. And if you get miso also, even if we're killing you by bestin, will still give you malchus, will still give you lashes. That's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. But now the Gemara later is going to explain Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Right now we're just saying his opinion. Got the Rabbi Aaron here in the back now. You can move up if you want. He's saying, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Whether you were chayiv karis, or whether you were chayiv a penalty of death by besting, if you transgressed a prohibition, a los esse, a negative commandment, we still give you lashes. Get both. That's Rabbi Shmuel said. His opinion will be explained later in the Gemara, why he said that. Right now we're not explaining. That's just his shita straight out. Good. Let's see the second line of the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a Reish Az, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, I'm a no. Chai be Christos. If it's a case where you chai karis, where the person is liable to get karis, while the top of your gimel on the base, the second side of your gimel, chai be Christos. If it's chai karis, yeshna b'chlau mafas. You are in the general rule of getting lashes. If you get karis, right? Yeshna b'chlau mafas are by. Why? But I, what's he bothered by? The Gemara is going to tell us later that we can never give you two punishments. Bestin never double jeopardizes you. That's a good word. They never give you two punishments. Bestin is not strong enough. They don't have such meat as I did. Hashem doesn't give a power to give two punishments. So even though you get karis, still, we could still give you lashes. I mean, Bestin could never give you two punishments. The Gemara later is going to explain for the pasuk of Kederish Asay, the Gemara is going to make a drasha. You Bestin, the courts down here have no right to give you double jeopardy. We can't punish you twice. It's not giving you double over here. Why? She'imasu tshuva. That if you decide to do tshuva, if you repent, Bestin shall maila maichlin lahen. Bestin on high will forgive you for your karis, your penalty of death by Shemayim. And you're left with one thing, you're left with one punishment, the lashes. So therefore, even if you have a karis hanging over your head, you could erase it. So therefore, you could still get malchus. That is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. However, chai v'mis is Bestin. If you're chayiv, if a person is liable to get death by the courts, enim chal malchus are fine. You are not in the general rule of us giving you 40 lashes, even though you did a prohibition. Why? She'imas tshuva, because if you do tshuva, even if you do tshuva, ain Bestin shomata maichlalein. Bestin down here cannot forgive you. Therefore, you automatically have a new penalty of death. So we can also put on new lashes. We can't give you a double. So again, so she's under the Kiva, when you hear a Kiva hold, and if you have a case of Karis, if it's Karis, so you don't necessarily have to have the Karis, you could do Tshuva. So therefore we'll give you lashes for transgressing the prohibition. Or when Bestin is killing you, since you already have the Misa of Bestin, and Bestin is killing you, the Bestin is going to kill you, can also give you lashes, so therefore there's no Malchus. But therefore, there's no malchus for them. You're not going to get any lashes according to Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, right now it comes out. He's the town of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, when do you get malchus? Only in scenarios of karis, right? Our Mishnah only says scenarios of karis. All scenarios of karis, you also get lashes, right? But our Mishnah didn't say any case that means you get malchus, because it's not true. If it's a case Bethan is killing you, we wouldn't give you lashes. So because at the town of our Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, that's our Mishnah, only that's just cases of Karis, right? Our Mishnah is a case of Karis. And only those scenarios you get Malchus, and not scenarios of when Bestin is killing you. So that's very good. It must be Rabbi Akiva. Good? Everybody satisfied? Good. Now then, we're also going to bring the next opinion. There's also another opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. So holy now, 6 lines from the top. Three lines and three words from the end. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, I argue. Why? He says like this. Chai v'krisos, b'chlal ayu. The cases, all chai v'krisos, all the rights, all the forbidden relations in the Torah, they were all set in one general rule. All the people that you can't marry, your aunt, your uncle, this, that, what, like the whole list we wrote in our Mishnah, a lot of the list we wrote in our Mishnah. Right? And it says any of those people, they get karis. The chayiv karis, they get killed from Hashem, they get karis. Right? So every case of karis was in that general rule. It said if you do any of these abominations, you get karis, you get cut off. So chayiv karis, so all the scenarios of that a person is liable to get karis, to get cut off, but chlali, they're in the general rule. So v'lama, why yatasa karis ba'achasa? Why do we go out and explicitly say that one who sleeps with his sister, he gets karis. I know it already. You told me anybody in that list is going to get karis, gets cut off. So why did you repeat it again? The teacher rule, ladonu b'karis, that we judge your judgment, we judge you with getting karis, you're getting cut off. For love of Malchus and not Malchus. So again, why did the Torah have to tell me someone who sleeps with his sister, they get karis? You already told it to me. You gave me a whole list of cases. And you told me that which his sister was involved in that list. And you told me you get karis. So why do you have to repeat it again? The Torah is teaching me to repeat it again. It's teaching you only get karis. You only get karis and you don't get Malchus. That's the Shidur of Kisah. So here it says, if you have karis, then Rabbi Yitzchak says, the Torah is trying to teach me, then there's no Malchus. Once you're getting cut off, the Torah teaches me explicitly, you only get cut off and you don't get lashes. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. So you only get karis, you don't get Malchus. Good, Rabbi Yamin? So far, so good? Fine. So that's how Allah, he says, you only get karis and not Malchus. However, yeah, what about a case according to Rabbi Yitzchak? What about a case of Mises Bestin? What does Rabbi Yitzchak hold? What does the Chachamim say? What does Rabbi Yitzchak hold in a case where Bestin is killing you? You get Malchus or not? What do you say, Rabbi Gruen? So if you're not going to get Malchus, why not? You want to say he holds like Rabbi Akiva? What?
Just
get fine. In the case of karis and Malchus, just karis. Good. In the case of karis and Malchus, it's just karis because he said the Torah is teaching me achayse don't get Malchus. What about a case of Mises Vested? He holds like Rabbi Shmuel or holds like Rabbi Akiva?
Holds like he should get Malchus.
He should. Why?
Should.
Why?
He didn't make a statement on Mises based, and he only made it in regards to Alpha.
But how do you know there's a hold like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, why does he say, Kadei Rosh Hashanah? We can't double jeopardize.
It's a trick question.
I'm asking the Talmid Chacham here. He doesn't say who he holds like. And he just said, tell me who he holds like by karis. So what does he hold like over there? So the Pasha is he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Because the Gemara makes a general drasha later that we don't double jeopardize you. Kadei Rosh Hashanah. We'll see, but as of now, we'll assume, we'll leave it open, we'll assume he holds like Rabbi Akiva that you don't get Misa and Makas. You don't get any of them. That's the question. He holds. Don't get either of them. Which means there'll be small holds by Karis and by Misa, you get Malchus. Both scenarios. Rabbi Akiva holds by Karis, you get Malchus, not by Bestin. If he's a cold, he never has an attitude for a lot, we'll see.
Shoot, it's Paul. It's like he's going to go the score of the light and at the Qumrah.
Yeah, that's because Gemara, we'll see for sure. As of now, we'll guess. Maybe we'll leave here.
But you're saying later on he holds by.
It sounds like.
He doesn't argue with Rabbi Akiva.
He doesn't argue. Right now, we'll leave it as a question.
We'll leave it with Rabbi Akiva.
Pashtun, see what seems like the flow is. He doesn't argue with Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel is the biggest Chiddush, but Rabbi Shmuel is his own world. It sounds like he would go to Rabbi Akiva, but for now, we'll leave it open. We'll give it to the Tamil Chacham and we'll decide later what Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Yitzchak calls by Mises Bestin. Good? We'll give you homework now. Fine. Fine. So now it's very nice. Because so far, the only one who explained himself really clearly. Rabbi Akiva. Now, both. So Rabbi Akiva also explained it a little bit. The Gemara is going to go through more. Right. So far, Rabbi Akiva explained himself. Rabbi Akiva told me why he holds that you could get Karis and even though you have Karis, you get Malchus. Maybe he's also tried to explain himself. So the problem is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel, right? So far, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's it. What happened over here? Rabbi Akiva told me why. What's Rabbi Akiva explained himself? Rabbi Akiva told me why did you get Malchus in a case of Karis? He said, why did you? This is not double. Again, Rabbi Akiva explained himself, Rabbi Yitzchak explained himself.
Yeah.
What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, why is there Karis because we still give you Malchus?
It's not double jeopardy.
Good. Fine. What would Rabbi Yitzchak explain? Why by Karis do you not get Malchus?
It's included in the claw.
So it's included in the claw. So why did the Torah tell it to me again? To tell you only get Malchus, only get Karis, and not Malchus. Fine. So very nice. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yitzchak explained this. But the Gemara said to Rabbi Shmuel, he just told us the Shita. He didn't explain himself. Rabbi Shmuel just said, you always get Malchus. I don't care whatever Rabbi Shmuel said. Rabbi Shmuel said, whether it's Chayv Krisis, Chayv Mises, you always get Malchus. He didn't say why. He said, why is it not why? So now Gemara asks, my time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's Jai Rabbi Shmuel? Why did Rabbi Shmuel say You always get matzahs. What's the Gemara's question? I'll ask you a better question. I'll tell you Rabbi Shmuel is the simplest. If you did a negative commandment, so that's it. When you went to get karis, did you do a lot to get your karis? Did you eat chametz on Pesach to get your karis? Yeah. So you did a lot. So every lot gets karis, gets malchus. Right? So really that's what the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara is going to say, bring the source for every case of malchus. So let's see the Gemara. My time was there, Rabbi Shmuel. Where are we holding on the Gemara?
Ten lines down.
8 lines down.
9 lines.
The 9 lines. Fine. 9 lines down. The last one. My time at Rabbi Shmuel. The last one. My time at Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reasoning, Rabbi Shmuel? Why does Rabbi Shmuel always tell us that you get malchus no matter what? We don't care if you get karis, if Bessin's killing you, we're giving you lashes anyways. My time at Rabbi Shmuel. Because it's written in the pasuk. What does it say? It's written in the pasuk the following. It says, "Im laitishmar, if you do not keep and protect laasayis to do, as called divrei hatara hazayis, all the words of the Torah." And the pasuk ends, "Yishafir Hashem." Then what does it say? Uchstiv. What does it write? Right in the next pasuk, right afterwards. V'hifla Hashem es makaischa, Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. That's what I'll say. V'hifla means it's a pella. It's like a pella. Hashem will just like a wondrously, like extraordinarily, like a pella. Hashem is going to hit you. It's like going to be a pella. How Hashem is going to hit you? Now, what exactly does that mean? Hashem is going to hit you extraordinarily, or Hashem?
No, that's the next
one. So now that's the Gemara.
That's the answer. That's Rabbi Ishmael. That's his answer.
I'm reading the middle of reading the Gemara. So it says, what the Gemara says. That the Himla Hashem is Makaisla. So Gemara says, Hafla Azu, this word Hafla, any a day am I. I don't know what it is. It just says, Hashem is going to hit you extraordinarily. So what does it mean that Hashem is going to hit you extraordinarily? So what does this word mean? What's the definition? Whenever the Torah tells you hit you extraordinarily? So the Gemara says, Kishahu Omer, when it says, the Pilu Hashayfit the Kaul Lefana, when we have another pasuk describing, the best thing, giving a person lashes. What does it say? The word v'hipilu ha-shefet, the judge shall bend you over. V'hikahu lefanav, and he should hit from before him. So it says the word v'hipilu. Sahava Omer, I will say, hafla azu, when it says this word that Hashem said you'll get hit extraordinarily, hafla azu malchus, the explanation of the word hafla is lashes. So again, when the Torah told me, if you don't keep any of these mitzvahs, then you're going to get hit extraordinarily. What does that mean? What's the definition of getting hit extraordinarily? So we have another pasuk. So it says another pasuk, which is referring to lashes, and it says we will hit you. You should get hit extraordinarily, and it says the same word hipilu. So it's a shame sharish like exerishava. Says the word hafla by us. It says the word the pilu over there. So just like over there, it's referring to lashes. Here also. When it says you'll be hit extraordinarily, means you'll get Hashem is saying Festin shall give you lashes. That's the thing why I was explaining.
Skip the step,
Kubi. What did I skip?
Again. Two steps.
Fine, let's read the Gemara again. Again, let's read the Gemara again. My time is Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel? The Rabbi Shmuel says that you always get malchus, we give you lashes no matter what. We don't care, double jeopardy, we don't care about anything. If you get karis, you're getting cut off, we give you lashes. If you're getting bestens killing you, we still give you lashes. When you transgress a prohibition. It says, it's written, Imlai tishmar la'asas. If you don't protect to keep, as called divra hatara hazais, all the words of this Torah, uchsiv, and it's written right afterwards, Fihifla Hashem es makas Hashem.
That's his answer.
It's not an answer. We're still talking. Well, Sibin,
it
also
says. That's Ishmael's answer.
The whole thing
is. Next Sibin is an explanation on that answer.
Wait a minute. We're in the answer now.
That is the answer.
Right away is the answer. The Gemara says, my time is Ishmael.
A question on
one second. The Gemara says, my time is Ishmael. The Gemara has a question. What's the reason of Ishmael? Now the Gemara is answering. The Chsiv, that's the answer. What do you mean?
Because it says these two pasukim next to each other. That's
fine.
The answer.
Good, fine. That's what we're saying. Good.
And then it asks a question.
No, but
then
it answers. It's not a question, because it's all part of the answer. He's trying to talk. Meaning, if you stop there, I didn't understand anything yet.
No, no. What does a fla mean? And then it comes again. It comes back and answers it.
I'm saying it's all. It's just steps in explaining. He didn't. If you stop there, he didn't explain anything yet. Read slow. My time with Yerushma. The Chassid says, "In Latishmar, if you don't keep lasses, a kol dibra terazais." Fine. It also says, if you don't keep this whole Torah, then v'hipla Hashem is makas. Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. Now, we didn't explain anything about Malkus here. He didn't explain himself. He's trying to explain himself. You have to let him go.
From a smuchah, one's next to the other.
No, but it didn't
tell. If you don't keep all your words in your Torah,
then you get halfway. You get hit extraordinarily.
Then you get Malkus.
We don't know what the word Malkus means. Why are you trying to?
It just says, this is v'hipla as Hashem makas.
It doesn't say
Malkus.
It doesn't say
then
that.
The Gemara answer a question.
That's wrong. It's not a question. Why does that answer a question? Why didn't it explain itself yet? He's in the middle of talking. It just says Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. Now the Gemara is still talking. Now I say, I don't know what this hafla means. So I'll bring another pasuk to explain. He's explaining himself. He didn't talk yet. He just said, I brought you a pasuk. He didn't explain himself yet. He's in the middle of talking.
He doesn't need that to.
Of course he does. Of course he does. Because it just says.
If
it's not true, how do I see anything with the second pasuk? But yourself.
That's an explanation of his answer.
He's middle talking. He's middle. He didn't stop talking. It's a vibla. It's a makutzah. Flows. We need the mai. It's a flow. He didn't stop talking yet. It's not a question. He's explaining. It's the one talking. No, it's one flow. So it's saying. So again, it says the hifla Hashem is makutzah. Hashem said Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. Now the one said, what in the world does that mean? Right. He's explaining himself. What do you mean? You'll get. Doesn't say over here. You have to get malchus. Just said Hashem. Maybe it means Hashem's going to send an atom bomb and he'll kill you. I don't know. Then it's saying. He's saying. The pasuk says, if you don't keep these mitzvahs, then Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. Now, the Gemara is saying, haflazu, but what does it mean exactly? This extraordinarily mean, in your dad, do not know, mahi, what this is.
So who's saying
the Gemara is all talking. The whole thing is the Gemara. The Gemara said, what's this rat Rishwa? The Gemara is just talking with the flow. The Gemara is talking. The Gemara is explaining itself. The Gemara is talking. It's not Rishwa. Rishmal did his price. We don't know. Rishmal's home. He's in his hometown. He's ready at Tana. That's fine, I have the pasuk. You have the chas on the pasuk.
Yeah.
So again, it says, hafla azu in yedei amai. I do not know what this hafla is. So when it says v'keishu omer, when it says v'hipilu ashayfet v'hikol lefano, hava omer, now I know what's the definition. I know when it says Hashem will hit you extraordinarily, the definition is hafla azu malchus. The definition is lashes. So malchus. Definition of hafla, Hashem will hit you extraordinarily. I see from a different pasuk that it means lashes. Now, uchsev, and it also said. Now, we said it said earlier, the pasuk before. Im loy tishmar lasas, if you do not keep us kol. Then you get this malchus. So now going back. So now I understand the second pasuk means you get malchus. And the pasuk before that said, if you don't keep all these mitzvahs, then you get lashes. Jeez, i.e., what does that mean? If you don't keep these mitzvahs, Hashem will hit you extraordinarily, which means you get malchus.
Can we also infer how to give malchus?
That's the other pasuk. The other pasuk talks about it. It's not our pasuk. Our pasuk is saying any time a person transgresses the Torah, then they get hit extraordinarily from Hashem. Which means the definition is they get lashes. That's what we understand right now. The other pasuk talks about all the lashes. We're not talking about the lashes now. We're just understanding what the word hafla'ah means. Good? That's what Gemara says. So Rishmal's understanding, in any scenario where a person transgresses a prohibition of life, say, you get malchus, I don't care if it's karis, I don't care if it's Mises Destin, I'm learning from the pasuk, any case where you did a lesson, say, you get malchus. Good? What's the Gemara's question now? What does this pasuk tell me? What does pasuk? Chana, what does pasuk tell me?
What he says in the case where Rishmael saw Torah that everybody is going to get hit regardless of not protecting the mitzvahs of the Torah.
Fine.
Be it prohibition, be it lasos or lav, or if it's technical action or not an action, or whatever, maybe it can be fixed or not fixed, it's fast if it's not. Like you say, it's just a general flaw.
Well, that's the Gemara's question now. Yehaki, if so, chai v'yasei nami. The cases of Chavi Asay also, you should also have to get lashes. Because what does Pasuk say? If you fail to keep any of the Torah,
all of the Torah,
then you shall get lashes. So why is it only on a loisa? Why are we saying it's only on a negative commandment? Even a positive commandment, even if someone transgresses a positive commandment, you shall also get lashes. And why is it, where do you see in this pasuk that it's only referring to negative commandments? It's good? Where do you see it? So Mar says no. Im loy tishmar tzi. It says if you fail to protect. Right? And then why is it going to tell bring the form of oven? That means you transgress a negative commandment. Right? You can understand, it means if you fail to protect something, maybe if it's fail to protect a positive commandment, you say no. If ever it says you fail to protect something, it's referring to a negative commandment. Who teaches that to us? For the pasuk alone, I don't know it. I just read the words of the pasuk. It says if you fail to protect Hashem's word, the Torah, you get lashes. So it could be you fail to protect the negative commandment. It could be you fail to protect the positive commandment. How do I know it's referring to a negative commandment? From Rav Avin, Uch the Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Eli. We know this from Rav Avin in the name of Rabbi Eli. The Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Eli. Rav Avin tells us in the name of Rabbi Eli. Kol makam, every place, shenemar, that it says any of these words. It says the word hishamer, protect. Pen says less. Fa'al, or don't do it. If it says any of these three terminologies of hishamer, pet, or al, eina elo loisasi. It's not only a negative commandment. So if ever the Torah ever uses any of these three terminologies, that you automatically know that it's considered a negative commandment. That's what he says. So therefore, in our scenario also, where which one of these words did it say?
Shmar.
Hishamer. Right? It said the word hishamer by us. So it said the word imlay tishmar, if you don't protect. So it means it's referring to a negative commandment, which means, what does the pasuk mean now? If you don't protect any of the negative commandments, then you should get malchus. Right? That's how you read the pasukim now. Right? The first one, if you fail to keep any of these negative commandments, any of these prohibitions, then you shall, the next pasuk tells you should get malchus. That's the Gemara's limud. Good? So again, the Gemara wanted to know how in the world did Rabbi Shmuel decide that you always get lashes. So he brought me a pasuk. He said, the pasuk says, if you don't protect all these Torah, and the following pasuk says, you get hifle, you get extraordinary punishment, which means lashes. Good? So you're all across the board, you always get lashes. Karas, pieces, that's it, all across the board. And the Gemara asked, how do you know it's only referring to when a person transgressed a prohibition? Maybe also when you transgressed a positive commandments. Mar says, no. If you look at the definition says, if you don't protect it. Says, if you don't protect means that you transgress a negative command. That's the definition. So we're learning a lot of definitions today. Money haflah means makos. Also the definition of hishamer is a negative commandment. Says when you have to protect something, right, it's referring to a negative commandment, right? Like so we say in davening also, lishmar v'lasas. What's it there? We say in avinu malkeinu, right? That Hashem should help us, lishmar v'lasas ulakayim. Right, we should protect and to fulfill lishmar and do and fulfill. Lishmar always means shar, always means to protect and keep the negative commandments. Means to protect it, don't transgress the negative commandments. Lasa is always to do the asays, is do the positive commandments. So now you know the definition of lishmar means to protect and not to transgress the negative commandments. However, the Gemara is not finished with Rabbi Shmuel yet. The Gemara says, "Yachi, if so." If what's the if so mean? If so always means I'm going back to what you said. You're telling me that your source that every case gets malchus, that gets lashes, is from your pasuk of hishamer l'cha of imloy tishmar las. Saying if so ihaki, if so what? If so that this is your source that you always get lashes. Saying lav she'en ba ma'isa. If one transgresses a negative commandment that does not have an action, nami also you should get lashes. Which means let's say someone testifies in Beis Din. There's no action. They testify falsely. Right? Or someone, let's say, leaves over a carbon after the time. Right? Every carbon has to be left. You have to eat it by a certain time. You're not allowed to leave it over after a certain time. So they're also, they're at the Torah says, look, says, don't leave it over until the morning. Right? It says, don't leave it over until the morning. Right? Let's say you leave it over until the morning. You did it properly. Did you do what action just now? I left the meat in the fridge. The carbon for the meat in the fridge. If I leave the meat in the fridge overnight and I did a lot, did I do an action? I didn't do an action. Right? So I did a prohibition without an action. Now we know from many Gemaras, Rashi is going to tell us, that we know the rule is there's no malchus. So law without action, there's no malchus, right? But according to Rishma, what should come out? There should be malchus. Because you're telling me, any time you do a negative commandment, there should be lashes. That would include even a case where it's allowed, it's a prohibition without an action. So let's see the Gemara inside. Again, if so, if this is really your source, that every case gets, every negative commandment gets lashed, every prohibition gets lashes, so, if one transgresses a law, a prohibition, which does not have an action, nami also, there you should also get mal, because there you should also get lashes. And why do we have so many Gemaras that tell us you don't get lashes? Good? I mean, if this is really your source, this source seems to tell me every prohibition gets lashes. So why do we say in so many Gemaras that if it's a law without action, then there's no lashes? The Gemara says no. In this pasuk, I could see it's only in a scenario where you did a prohibition with an action. Why? La'asas, because it says you have to do. If you read the pasuk, what does the pasuk say? Im alay tishmar, if you fail to protect, which means if you transgress the prohibition, la'asas, to do, you have to do an action. Because the pasuk says that la'asas, you have to actually do an action in order to get to earn your lashes. Good? Then why is another question? Lav shenitak la'asei dami. So if so, you should also get lashes in a scenario where you do a lav which was fixed by a asei. What's the scenario of a lav which was fixed by asei? Which means you did a negative commandment, but it could be have a tikkun. It could be fixed by doing an asei afterwards.
Burning the
nisa. With the halacha is you're not allowed to the negative commandment. You're not allowed to leave over from the animal after this prescribed time of the carbon. Correct? You have Isser in your Torah? You're not allowed to leave over meat after the prescribed time from your carbon. Correct? Now, however, the Torah says there's a way to fix it. How do you fix that?
Burn.
If you burn it, then you fix your negative command. Right? Now, in such a scenario, are we going to give you lashes for leaving over the meat or not?
No, just fixed it.
No. You fixed it. Oh, we fixed. However, it's not so simple. You have to have a car for that. It's not so simple just to you fixed it. It's going to be the fixing is that who told me that the assay is fixing it also gets me out of my lashes? Maybe I still have to get lashes. So we're saying a lav shenit lassay also, a lav shenit lassay also should get lashes. How did Rabbi Shmuel know from his psukim that a lav shenit lassay does not get lashes? Where does he know from? Right? From his psukim. Seems like any time you do a negative command with an action, you get lashes. Correct? Where did Rishmael see in his psukh, you don't get lashes? So my answer is, Dumya Talab de Chasima. You only get malchus when your prohibition was similar to the prohibition of muzzling an animal. Why? Because right after the Torah teaches me that you get malchus for transgressing a prohibition, it tells me it's a scenario of someone who muzzles their animal. But it says you're not allowed to muzzle your animal while it is threshing. Right? That's halacha. That's the word chasima. Chasima means to muzzle, to close up. So you're not allowed to muzzle up your animal when it's trying to plow, when it's trying to, you know, work the fields.
Article says that muzzle is like a prototype of malchus. That's the test.
Yes.
That's the test, so to speak.
Yeah. So why did the Torah choose right after teaching me about malchus to teach me right afterwards the prohibition of muzzling your animal? They're trying to teach you something. That the only time you get malchus for a prohibition, if it's similar to the case of the scenario of someone muzzling their animal, which over there was a scenario where there's no way to fix it afterwards. Right? So if you're exactly like this scenario, that there's no way to fix it up afterwards, then you get malchus. But if there's no action, or if you can fix it up by muzzling it, then the halacha is that you do not get malchus. Again, we say Rishmal brings us a pasuk. How do you know you get malchus? He brought me a fancy pasuk. Emlai tishmar, la'asayis is kolver atar, zayis atelim malchus. You say, but how, Rishmal, do you know that you would not give you lashes in a bunch of scenarios? They still seem to fit your criteria. Why says no? Why is saying now The only time you get malchus for doing a prohibition is if you're similar to a case of muzzling. Right? Which means, is there any way to fix up a case of muzzling?
No.
No. If you muzzled your animal, is there any assay how to fix that up? No. So therefore, you only get malchus in a way scenario where there's no way to fix up the assay. You're alive. Or the Gemara is going to say, let's say muzzling. Is muzzling alive with the action or muzzling alive without the action? What's muzzling? You muzzle your animal. You did an action, you didn't do an action. You did an action. So therefore, the only time you get malchus, if it's alive with the action, just like muzzling. That's what I'm saying.
Is the Gemara bringing muzzling to support Rabbi Ishmael?
That's support. It's explaining. It's explaining Rabbi Ishmael. That's supporting. It's explaining Yeshita. It's explaining where he's coming from. This say Allah muzzling explains. That's what it says. Hasha the aslachi. Now that you came to this, kulu nami tumi lalchu. All this also has to be like the scenario of Chassidim. I mean, you come ask me a bunch of questions. You're telling me maybe Ishmael should hold a lot without assay should get malchus, or maybe a bunch of assay should get malchus. Why say no? You have to be like this. So again, what are we saying? Saying like, what does the pasuk say? The wire said, the pasuk says, what does it say? Yishamer. It says, im. Im. Why? Tishmar. Says.
You know Tishmar, so it's called the red or else.
Oh. Say red.
The door.
Fine. Call the red, fine. Call the red what? Fine, good. Fine. So we said, what did we learn for the word Tishmar? We learned for the word Tishmar that it has to be a negative commandment. Just, right, how do we know, right? And then what afterwards it says over here, the Hitler, that you get mocked. So first of all, we said, what does the word Hitler mean? Hitler means mockers. First of all, this equals word equals to get mockers. And when do you get mockers? In a case of like Tishmar. And we explain what Tishmar means, a negative commandment. Rav Avin told us, what Tishmar means, this means a, this equals a lissasa. Right? That's what this word means, a lissasa, and this word means makos. So we're saying, however, the only time you get makos, if it's your scenario, is similar to the case of muzzling. If your negative commandment, your prohibition, was like the case of muzzling, where there you did an action, and there's no way to fix it up afterwards, then that's the case you get mocked. Any other case you won't get mocked. Let's see Rashi over here. What does Rashi say? Let's see Rashi. Lav she'im b'maisa nami. Okay. About 25 lines down in Rashi.
25 lines down?
Yeah, something like that. What does it say? It says lav she'im b'maisa nami. We're saying alam amrinu. Why do we say bekama dufni in a few places? The lav she'im b'maisa, that a lav without an action, ain't like an lav that you don't get malchus. Why does it say that? According to Rabbi Shmuel, you should get malchus. See where I answered at the end. No, dumi the lav d'chasima. In order to get malchus, in order to get lashes for a prohibition, you have to be similar to the case of muzzling an animal, which is the case the Torah said right near the lashes. Shehu kasav etzal parashas malchus. That this is written right next to the parasha of malchus. So that's Gemara's final terrors. That if you are a negative kinet, your prohibition, that's similar to a case of chasima, a case of muzzling, then we will give you malchus. Any other case, if it's a positive commandment, if it's a say not similar, or if it's a negative commandment not similar, we will not give you lashes. Fine,
so you're saying it's a general rule that's mentioned in the Gemara. Rashi says the general rule is mentioned throughout the Gemara that when you have a prohibition, there's not to it a action, then you don't get malchus.
But we have our other Gemaras. Many Gemaras say that. Actually, many Gemaras say, why do we say in many places, but Alama Amrinu, why do we say B'kamaduchti in a few places, the rule that Lav Shem, I say, ain't looking at love, you don't get Malchus. But it seems, of course, you're Shema, you should get. But I say, no, you have to be like the scenario of muzzling an animal. So if you like muzzle, you get Malchus. If not, you won't get Malchus.
Muzzling an animal is a log
with an action.
The law is the action, but it's not.
What do you mean?
I don't understand. I understand this is the far the Rashi's bringing in is the general quality of the throughout
Gemaras.
Then a lav without action does not get lashing.
So is a Muslim your animal a lav without action?
No. What do you do when you muzzle?
Because the Muslim is the action?
Yeah, of course. You muzzle your animal when it's threshing.
So a lav without action would be finding the chametz on Pesach.
Fine, or a simple case, leaving over your chametz in your house. Leaving it over. You're not leaving it over.
Is a log
without an action.
Because you left it over.
So we wouldn't give you. You don't get makas. You don't get lashes.
In fact, as muzzling is an action. National muzzling is the action which is asos in the log.
Yeah.
Okay.
Therefore, so if you like muzzling, so that's the explanation for Rabbi Yishmael. Tomorrow we're going to try to explain. Okay, so try tomorrow to just learn a little bit about Rabbi Akiva. Flashcast.
Not the fixing of it, it's the actual law. Whether you fix it or not fix it, it has nothing to do with it. It's just the law is involved or not involved.
If you would fix it, then why say you don't get lashes?
Right.
Because it's not like
Chasima. Because it's not like the Chasima. It's not like the case of Muslim.
Right.
Muslim, there's no fixing over there.
But it ends up over there. It says all of these cases could be answered by this answer.
Yeah. Oh, so we're
I could have answered the Chasima for everything.
Yeah. We said Hashda Azalchi. Once you say this, then you could answer this answer for all the questions. Lashem and Maisa.
That's the Washington.
Lashem and Maisa. No, this is the Gemara.
Oh, right.
Now that you came to this, we said, then you can answer. Kulu nami doing lav chesim.
It wouldn't be a positive command. It wouldn't be a lav shem. It wouldn't be a lav.
So once you have that test, you're saying everything is answered. So Rabbi Shmuel will hold. You have to everybody has to be similar to the case of chesim.
Right now we're holding for Ishmael. That's good answer.
Yeah, everything's good. Now we'll go back a little bit into Rabbi Akiva. Now that's the next step.
Rabbi Yishmael right now, the Mishnah is by Rabbi Akiva.
It could be reviewed all the rest. It holds with Patsu. It doesn't mean we have any. It doesn't mean we have questions on other sheets.
Right.
Not necessarily. Be our Gemara right now doesn't say anything wrong with other sheets.
Okay. I would assume if you tell the bishop, that it must not be.